Let's take a seat. So there's a great feast of the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The piece was taken from Isaiah. In those days the Lord spoke to Achaz, saying, "Ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God, either unto the depth of hell or unto the height above." And Achaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not tempt the Lord." And he said, "Hear ye therefore, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to be grievous to men, that you are grievous to my God also? Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. He shall eat butter and honey, that he may know to refuse the evil and to choose the good." So we stand up to hear the most holy gospel. It's taken from St. Luke. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel, being come in, said unto her, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." Who, having heard, was troubled at his saying, and though within himself was what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call him his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father. And he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How shall be this done, because I am not man?" And the angel answering said to her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Most Holy, which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her that is called barren, because no word shall be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word." The words of the Most Holy Gospel, and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. So you can take a seat, dear friends. We have a great feast of the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the greatest event in the history of mankind, in which God comes to us, and in which he comes to redeem us, and in which the Blessed Virgin Mary becomes the Mother of God. So we have to understand, to remember, that everything came to us on this day. So the Blessed Virgin Mary became the Mother of God, our Lord. God himself became man. And therefore, by coming to Mary, and we also were born, yes, as part of the mystical body, as part of the mystical body of Christ, having the Blessed Virgin Mary also as a mother. So in that moment, redemption was began officially. So we were born to Mary. We can say that the day of our baptism is precisely the day in which our Lord descends upon Mary, and we share in that joy the day of our baptism, because we receive the kingdom of God in our souls. We receive sanctifying grace in our souls. The Most Holy Trinity comes to us, and the Blessed Virgin Mary becomes our mother, formally, yes, because her mother is the one who gives life. So the life of God comes to us through Mary. So that day of our baptism, we became a temple of the Holy Ghost, and grace came to us. It's very meaningful, very important, because all together with our Lord, with Mary, came to us on this day of the Annunciation. I want to explain something very important, which is grace. So grace, sanctifying grace, is the life of God. To share in the life of God, sanctifying grace. And it's abundant through the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through Mary, to us. So according to theologians, there is two ways in which sanctifying grace grows in our soul. A very important topic, because the degree of happiness in heaven, the degree of love of God, depends upon the degree of sanctifying grace that we have in our souls. So the way we increase in sanctifying grace for us is the sacraments. Yes. Ex opera operato, as the Lord says, by the very fact of receiving a sacrament, you receive grace, sanctifying grace, yes. But the amount you receive depends upon your dispositions. It's something that people don't think enough. So it depends upon your fidelity to grace, your humility, how much you have prepared your soul, your body, to receive that sacrament. So it means how much united to the Blessed Virgin Mary and to our Lord Jesus Christ you are depends in imitating the virtues, depends how much we receive in the sacraments. Yes. But the other way sanctifying grace grows in our souls is, according to theologians and approved by the Church, when you do an act of charity, of love for God, in the highest possible degree of your degree of fervor that you have in your soul. So when you perform, when you use the highest level of love and sanctifying grace in your soul, God increases the capacity to love Him more. Therefore, He increases that capacity, and He adds to it an increase of sanctifying grace. It's very important, because how do we do a perfect act of love for God using all our capacity, our fervor, basically how to fulfill the first commandment, which is to love God with our whole heart, our whole mind, which is we are able to deserve an increase in sanctifying grace. So you need, first of all, to be far from sin in that moment. So, must be no infidelity at all. So, because sin by nature blocks grace, is against grace, is the opposite to grace, to sanctifying grace. It's the opposite. Cools off grace. And therefore, grace diminishes eventually. This is how sin is completely the opposite of an act of fervor, which deserves an increase of sanctifying grace. And on the other side, besides being against sin, you need we need to develop the habit of being fervent. So means to use all our capacities, but next to the Blessed Virgin Mary, united to her, using all our virtues, our resources to perform that act of love for God in a perfect manner, according to our capacities in that moment, using the greatest amount of fervor and love that we have in our souls. in order to deserve an increase in sanctifying grace. This is very important because people, especially traditional Catholics, believe that the only way they can grow in the love and sanctifying grace is through sacraments. No, it's not true. No. In fact, because we don't have the dispositions, the humility, the fidelity, we don't grow much. On the contrary, we may accumulate sins of infidelity because to receive a sacrament, you need to fortify it and to be worthy of it. So many times we are receiving it superficially with lukewarmness, we deserve punishment. So we commit a sin, basically, when we, out of negligence and being not prepared, we receive a sacrament, we commit a sin of negligence, for example, we might be culpable of more sins than merits for that sacrament. This is why the focus is not so much sacrament, but first of all, that the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Annunciation to be ready to receive our Lord any moment. His grace, His love. This is why the Blessed Virgin Mary, in order to be prepared to receive the Annunciation of our Lord Jesus Christ to be incarnated upon her, she had to be a masterpiece of grace in the highest degree possible. And she had to be completely humble. And she was in prayer. She was with all the virtues. She was in perfection completely in order to receive this grace of the Incarnation. It's a reminder that if we want to grow in the love of God, we have to be disposed. And the only way to be disposed well is to be with Mary, but not only to be with Mary, but to imitate the Blessed Virgin Mary. And only that, but also to do things through Mary. But not only that, but also to do things through Mary, in Mary, on the Blessed Virgin Mary. So basically, to have true devotion to Mary. So, but we don't have true devotion to Mary if we are loving sin, if we are lukewarm, if we are not humble, if we are not faithful to doctrine, for example, to tradition. Far from being disposed, we are guilty. And we block grace through sin. Therefore, we prevent the devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary to grow in us by loving sin, unfaithfulness, and negligence, but through negligence and lukewarmness. This is why the focus, in order to receive grace and devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, is to be prepared, to be worthy. So, how we become worthy? The only way is by living in Mary, through Mary, with Mary. This is the plan of God. That our Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph, the authority of God on earth, both of them will prepare us constantly. This is why we do the consecration to them. But I have to remind you that the consecration we have done to Saint Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary necessarily implies that we fight back sin constantly. That we are sorry, especially sorry for our sins. So, who was worthy to be next to the Blessed Virgin Mary on the days of the Incarnation was Saint Joseph. He was husband to Mary. And he was worthy to be next to the Blessed Virgin Mary on Calvary was St. John, especially St. John, the Virgin Apostle, who was never separated from Mary. This is why he was always, he endured the cross and to be at the foot of the cross. Why? Because he was next to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So the only one who can prepare us and make us worthy to receive God with the graces that we need is the Blessed Virgin Mary. But contrary to what people think, we cannot be worthy to be next to the Blessed Virgin Mary if we are engaged to sin, to infidelity. On the contrary, we are offending her. Far from repairing the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we are offending the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Especially what happened with through infidelity or the SSPX and all the other groups which are unfaithful on a regular basis in questions of faith, And far from being devout to Mary, repairing the Immaculate Heart of Mary, they are offending the Blessed Virgin Mary. And far from being growing in grace, they are sliding away from grace, more and more, further and further. Even if they have daily sacraments, the grace is not there. At least frequent or abundance as we need. Because unfaithfulness is there on a regular basis. This is why we forget the point. So, what we need first is sanctification, humility, devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to compassion of heart, fraternal charity through this attitude of humility and compassion and trying to focus in growing in the virtues and the love of God. This is the most important, so sanctification, basically. So what we need the most is precisely true devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary in order to be able to be worthy to be next to her and receive the fullness of graces in the absence of sacraments and priests that we have today. It's the way we are going to get the graces that we need today. So it's no question of priests, because that is the will of God. So the amount of priests depends upon God. This is part of God's plan. Of course, we have to pray for vocations. But the main focus is not a priest, but it's the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because she's the source of all graces. She's the mediator of all graces. So we have to increase all families in the resistance, all individuals. Because if we don't have this holiness, this worthiness, this true devotion to Mary, we will grow weaker and weaker and weaker. So many priests with the weak spirit of devotion to Mary and faithfulness will not be very useful or very important, because we don't have Mary, the devotion to Mary that we should. From that depends the amount of graces. We never will stress enough importance to this point. So this is why we have been again and again telling we need sanctification, we need devotion to Mary, we need strong heroic virtues. This is why we want more convents and monasteries. In order to deserve to have more priests, in order to have a quality priest that we need. So let's pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary, because we are in this great feast when we receive everything from God through Mary. We have to renew our consecration. We are going to pray the Rosary together, yes, in Peterborough. So this is a great opportunity to renew our commitment, our desire, our devotion to Mary. Especially, I will invite you to ask for the grace for perfect contrition, Sunday, compassion of heart. It's what we are missing, especially because we don't ask for it often. Saint Benedict and the Middle Ages monks and families, they will ask daily for the grace of compassion of heart. Because we need to stop offending God and Mary in order to start repairing the Immaculate Heart of Mary and starting true devotion to Mary, in order to grow and to strengthen ourselves in order to do the work of survival that we are trying to do now in the resistance, which is impossible without the spirit, without the lukewarmness or unfaithfulness. So we need to love this grace. So it's how we do it is the most important in this moment. More than what we do is not as important as how we do it. With grace, we will do it. We will have grace if we have compassion, humility, devotion, and fraternal charity, which is God's together. So we have this grace today for each one of us in the resistance, on the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.